You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did your snowblower get a big old workout yesterday?
So I did three full driveways of neighbors, two half driveways, and then essentially the sidewalks, like down very far on my street on both sides. Because, I was... I don't want to brag, but I got the biggest blower on the block. So I was out there, you know, helping the neighbors and shoveling. Knick-knack was out there, and I'm sore. Definitely sore today. This is some hard, heavy snow this time around. And I was just reading, like, where I'm at, I got 22 inches, and some of the drifts were even higher. Snow totals are all over the place. I mean, Conifer got 40, Golden 24, Evergreen 32. Denver, I think, was up over like close to 18 inches as of this morning is what I saw. I will personally say, God, you plow drivers did awesome. The roads this morning, the first time I was out this morning, absolutely incredible. They're really clear. Although I will say some of the side streets, they're obstacle courses, Dom, because you can tell that these men and women were pushing the snow and then they couldn't push it anymore and they just kind of had to stop. So there's a lot of, like, as you're going straight, you're like, whoa, all of a sudden there's a wall of snow because they couldn't go any further. So you got to, like, quickly swerve around it. That happened multiple times as I was leaving today. But, you know, for as messy as this all is and for as much as we got, there is something truly beautiful about it, too. As I was driving in this morning, I took a little peek over at Chatfield Botanic Gardens, which I drive by, and Chatfield and everything, and just the white mist coming off the mountain and a few little lights sprinkled in the valley there, it was really, really pretty. It's something, you know, beautiful about these kind of storms, too.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. But, it was a, I don't know, it was a busy day. I mean, it wasn't a snow day for me yesterday where I just laid around and watched movies all day. I mean, we were out working multiple times outside, and I got some work here for the radio station done, and then I did some work in the basement. I didn't lay around. That's good.
Okay. Well, we... Okay. That's funny. I don't know that I've ever known you to lay around and just watch TV, so that
can I tell
never
you how,
popped into my head.
Can I tell you how difficult it was for me to take yesterday off? Because, you know, Josh was texting me here from the studio, and he's like, honestly, he's like, I barely made it in. We've got at least 15 inches right now. He's like, I couldn't get out of my driveway barely. But I'm still sitting at home, like, you know, watching the news. I'm like, I could have done this. I could have gone in. I should have gone in. Why didn't I go in? I can go in. I got a truck. But then I'm like, you know, I'm kind of past the age where I need to prove that I can make it in on a snowstorm as well. I'm like, eh. I was recently in a wreck and paying that deductible and going through the hassle of fixing a vehicle. Ah, I'm good. I'll take the snow day and catch up on some stuff.
Sure. Best to just stay home. And everything got covered. And you know what? The radio station stayed on the air.
Well, I noticed that. Everything's still copacetic.
Everything worked just fine. So.
Yeah.
All good.
Again,
well, you know,
thank you, plow drivers. You should see our parking lot here at the radio station. They have piled it up. The drifts and the piles are truly taller than my F-150. They're 6-7 foot tall. Mm-hmm. They are very. They're going to be around until June before they're fully melted. There's so much snow, Dom.
Your post radio career, are you going to put a big old plow in the front of your F-150?
Honestly, I feel like I could do it because I'm used to getting up. These guys were getting up at, you know, 1, 2 a.m. to be out plowing, and they were putting in 15-hour days, I was seeing on the news.
Well, and I know how the money is with that because my old homeowners association, when we had our annual meetings, there was always the talk about what we paid the little private independent company to come to our neighborhood.
It's a lot.
And those guys were making bank.
You're alone in your own car. You got music or whatever going. You got snacks
podcast
in there,
or something.
And you know what? You just give it hell for a few hours.
Be in your vehicle listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast
it's
while you
warm,
do all of that.
And got your hand in a bucket of Cheez-Its or something. And
make a few $1,000.
Yeah, it doesn't sound half bad.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a sense of order to it, too. Especially, I see those guys doing the big parking lots like you're talking about, and it seems kind of zen-like, you know. It's like they're going down one direction, then they turn around and they come back the
sure,
other way,
back and forth.
Yeah, the back and forth, and it almost seems zen-like. Like I said, when I used to be on my little riding mower down in Castle Rock and doing the wild property, going back and forth with my beer in hand and headphones on, listening to stuff, and it just gets you into that space that you're just going back and forth, doing the lines, man.
That or you go crazy.
Or you can go a little bit nuts, right?
The snow just keeps coming.
I thought I was going nuts last night. I had to do a work conference, a Zoom conference with a guy for my business. But the funny thing about it is he's in Australia. So we got this set up, and then we confirmed the time with each other. And it was 8 p.m. for me when we started the call Thursday, 8 p.m. And for him, it was Friday, 11 a.m.
Right.
And he was real funny. He's like, I'm in the future. I'm living in the future. But what was funny about it is, A, he's Australian. B, he didn't use a mic. He was just using his computer microphone, you know.
Okay.
C, he was in a room that was large and echoey. And D, he mumbled. And so all of that combined, I was like, every third sentence, I would say, can you repeat that? Can you say that again? Australian, speaks kind of in a lower voice, no microphone, and in a large echoey room. I was like, this has been the weirdest business call. But I'll tell you this, the guy is sharp as a tack, man.
Is he?
Super brilliant, yeah, with stuff for business. So
that's cool.
That was good, but it was just, it's, you know, I got done with the call, and it just reinforced that we do live in the future, in that we can do business with people around the world now instantaneously doing stuff. I'm not telling people anything they don't know, but it's interesting to have it reinforced every once in a while about the miracle of the technology that we have and what we're able to do. And he can see a problem that I've got with something and sitting there on his arse in Australia, just do a few keystrokes and stuff like that and get it all fixed. I'm like, I love this technological world we're in.
Pretty neat stuff.
I mean, I just really love it, you know? And not to mention the fact people in Australia are generally the coolest people on the planet.
Did he hop out of a kangaroo's pouch before the call?
No,
Did he have a boomerang?
He wasn't throwing any shrimp on the Barbie or anything like that, but I mean, is there an Australian person who doesn't have a sense of humor? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Like, you know, you and I encounter people all the time who either call or text us that they have no sense of humor whatsoever. I don't think those people exist in Australia. They're the most laid back. It probably would be pretty cool.
Did he start the conversation with, you know, our toilets flow the other way when you flush them?
You know what? He may have said that, and I just didn't catch it. So I don't know.